Your voice in Gloucester, 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio, and some Southern Suns there, Heart in Danger. Well, it's time now. We talked a little bit of Women's Ashes and what a fantastic series it was, kicking off with the Test match in Perth. England winning that one, getting 6 points in the bank, which was really what ended up kick-starting their tour and helping them to have momentum and ascendancy in the series. They ended up winning the series thanks to some good performances, even though Australia was slightly on top in the one-day internationals and the T20 internationals, the weighting of points in that test match enough to get England over the line. There were some very impressive performances from both sides of the equation. The Australians very, very impressed by the work of Elise Perry. She has had a tremendous series, 286 runs over the tour at an average of 95.33. Outstanding stuff from her, and backed up by her work with the ball, 12 wickets with the ball, including a 5 for 38 in there as well. So standout for the Southern Stars would have to be Elise Perry. There were some other very good performers as well. I thought Meg Lanning did very well stepping up and taking over the captaincy when Jodie Fields was ruled out with injury. She had a very steady series with the bat, I think it's fair to say. We probably didn't see the very best of her, but good to see her get that 78 not out in Hobart there. 221 runs for the series at an average of just over 30. Nicole Bolton, outstanding on debut. What a debut to remember that one will be for her in years to come. 124, averaging over 50 for the series. Alex Blackwell, irresistible form with the bat. 3 half-centuries and very hard to dismiss in those one-day internationals. Some great work from her for the Southern Stars. Erin Osborne from the Lendlease Breakers of New South Wales, hoping to kick on with that form into the finals of the WNCL and Women's 2020 competitions. She averaged over 40 with the bat and a very valuable contribution in that partnership with Elise Perry in the one-dayer that got the dream kick-started and well and truly alive, really, when Australia won that one. And then it was 8 wickets with the ball for her as well. So a very impressive display for Erin Osborne in the tour. There were some other bowlers who did great jobs. Renee Farrell from the ACT Medias, 12 wickets for her, and very impressive indeed, as well as 5 wickets each for Holly Furling and Jess Jonathan. The English girls were outstanding, their captain leading from the front. What a display from her, 280 runs for the tour, averaging 40, top score of 92 not out. And she really did lead the way for the visitors on this tour. Brindle did very well with the bat as well, 244 runs for her at just over 60. And their bowling was led by Shrubsole, 10 wickets for her, 7 wickets each for Gunn and Cross, an impressive tour from Kate Cross, and 5 wickets for Hazel as well. She was very hard to get away. And Siver, I thought, had a very impressive time over here as well. She claimed 4 wickets with the ball and some very impressive work with the Willow, 204 runs for her at an average of just over 40, including a vital half century. So what can we say other than well done to both sides, particularly well done to England. There is plenty of good cricket left for the Women's Ashes battles over the years. I think there is a lot of momentum building for women's cricket at the moment, and we're hoping that this series will kickstart the dreams of some little girls out there hoping to represent their countries in the highest form of the game, the highest level of competition, playing for their respective countries. Well, we're going to kick back into some music for you right now. Let's roll out some John Williamson. This is True Blue. You're tuned in to 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio.